You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Don Day at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for being with us. It's been cold, but I guess we're going to finally get to a warming trend here pretty shortly. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, and when we have an outbreak like this, it's so intense that the air behind it is going to feel warmer, and it will be. Most of the lower 48, beginning especially tomorrow, and heading into the second half of the week, we'll see the jet stream flatten out a bit and more of a Pacific influence will come on in. So some relief from the severe cold is coming. It may be fleeting, but we are going to get a bit of a break.
Oh, I didn't like that word, fleeting. What do you mean? What happens after it comes through?
Well, we're in a pattern right now that appears that the ability for at least one more, maybe two, Arctic shots are going to be able to come into the middle section of the country. We see an active weather pattern. While it's not going to be bitterly cold, we see several quick-moving systems bringing some opportunities of rain and snow to the Midwest and Corn Belt. And then between the 15th and the 20th of January, especially around that 18th to the 20th, we're fairly confident there's going to be another release of some very cold air. Now, is it going to be as intense as what we just had? Probably not, but it's still likely going to be of Arctic origin. And we haven't even talked about what February may bring, and indications suggest that February, the door to the Arctic is going to be open. So I don't think this is one and done. I think we're probably looking at more cold episodes this winter in the Midwest.
How did that door get propped so wide open this year as opposed to other years?
Well, a real big difference between where we are now and where we are a year ago is it seems far away, and it seems that it wouldn't make a big difference. But the water temperatures off the west coast of Canada up through the Gulf of Alaska last winter were colder than normal, which caused an area of low pressure in western Canada, which in turn caused a big area of high pressure over the U.S. for most of the winter last season. And that shut the door. This winter, the water temperatures in the Gulf of Alaska are warmer than normal, so it's flipped. So instead of low pressure over the Gulf of Alaska, it's high pressure, which in turn causes a trough to form in the nation's midsection during the winter months, and that basically leaves the door open to the Arctic and Siberia. And it's a pattern that's stubborn, and quite honestly, there's nothing to really break it, at least break it down completely until we're probably out of February.
When we get years like this, when this happens, do we usually not only get the cold, but do we get more snow than usual?
Well, we can. And, you know, every time we get these systems come in and put snow on the ground, and there's a lot of it on the ground, that in turn takes the next set of air masses a little bit more energy to melt that snow to really warm us up. And so if we don't have enough time to come on in and melt a lot of this precipitation that's on the ground, well, that in turn can make the next waves colder. It can also keep it pretty active. It really does look like snow amounts this winter are going to be above average for, I would say, all of the Midwest.
I haven't left you much time to talk about South America. They have been, well, just plain old hot in Argentina.
Yeah, and the trend there is still very warm. Maybe not as warm as it's been in the last week, but right now, Argentina is the hot, dry part of South America. Brazil, not nearly as hot. And I do see a little bit of rain for both countries, but the trend of warmer than normal and drier than normal, especially Argentina, is going to continue.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Stay warm.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.